Residents in Kimber in South Australia's northwest remain divided over plans for a radioactive waste dump near their town. A postal ballot conducted by the Electoral Commission has found 57% of people are in favour of moving ahead with the process. But opponents insist there isn't enough community support for the facility, as Caroline Winter reports.
Kimber on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula has been here before, and again the proposal to house the federal government's nuclear waste management facility near the town has polarised residents.
Things are very tense in our community. Everyone's walking around on eggshells. It's not the friendly place that it once was, and it's certainly been a very divisive process.
Tony Scott is from the No Radioactive Waste on Agricultural Land in Kimber, or SA, committee. She's also a third-generation wheat farmer and is completely against the plan.
We have always been against the proposal of a facility such as this being built on agricultural land. Only 4% of our state is arable country, and we believe that our government could take the time and sit down and all work together and find a more suitable location that's not on agricultural land and doesn't put our commodities and our industry at risk.
Two local landowners say they're willing to house the nuclear waste repository, which would store low to medium level waste. In a postal ballot, Kimber residents were asked if they'd support those sites moving into the next phase of the process, involving in-depth analysis and detailed community consultation. Of the almost 690 who voted, 57% said yes, the rest said no. Ms Scott says after two lots of consultation and three surveys over 2 years, the issue should be put to bed.
We're certainly living in a community that views are well and truly polarised, and I can't see them shifting. So we're now calling upon the Minister to use these results that show there's no broad community support in our community and to remove us from this process once and for all.
It's now up to the Federal Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, to decide if there's enough support to take it further. Dean Johnson is the Mayor of Kimber. He says 80% of the community voted and it shows the importance of the issue.
There's no doubt that this is, you know, a hot and emotional issue. It's, you know, it's difficult for everyone that's involved.
The postal ballot was requested by Kimber residents and was intended to give everyone a chance to have their say. Dean Johnson wouldn't be drawn on what the results meant, but says there has been a slight shift in community sentiment.
The first survey we had was around 51-49, so that was where we started off. When the department came back to town with the new nominations, they did some basic looking at what the opinions were then, and they were talking around 55, 56 then. So I guess the information is coming through, and if we do go through to phase two, that will certainly provide us a lot more in-depth technical analysis. So the answers we can get from that process will be a lot more informative.
Kimber held two of the six potential nuclear waste locations flagged by the federal government across Queensland, New South Wales and the Northern Territory. A site near Hawker in the Flinders Ranges in South Australia's north is the only one so far which has reached the formal consultation phase, but that has met considerable resistance from the traditional owners in the area.
Caroline Winter reporting.